And home we used to have, I think, three different knives. We had the butcher knife and the regular little potato peeling knife, and then we had the hog killing knife.
What is the hog killing knife?
Well, it's similar to a butcher knife, except it was made out of extra fancy steel, and some of the old folks ordered from Belgium or brought from Belgium. I had somebody bring from Belgium that you could sharpen up and whip them across your belt a few times and shave with them.
Did your family have much contact with Belgians after they left? Did they ever
write? Are you talking about grandparents?
Mm-hmm.
On my mother's side, my granddaddy went back, I think, four times to visit. But his wife never did, and on my daddy's side, he never did go back.
Mm-hmm.
See, my daddy's grandfather came, so then therefore my granddaddy didn't have any reason hardly to go back.
Something that you could put flowers in, you cut some flowers and you wanted to keep them in the house.
Well, you could, you're probably referring to what we always call a vase when we were kids.
And if the dishes are dirty, you say you have to go
and wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes, she gets the soap off, she...
Are you speaking of modern times or old times?
Old times.
Old times?
She would do what? She gets the soap off?
She'd dry them. No, she'd rinse them and then dry them.
Okay. And the cloth and rag you use when you're washing
them? Dish rag.
What about when you're drying?
Drying cloth.
And the cloth and rag you use to bathe your face with?
Wash rag.
And to dry yourself?
Towel.
And it's
nowadays they call it a face cloth.
Which, to dry or
to? No, to wash your face with.
But you called it a?
Wash rag.
And something that you'd use to, say if you wanted to pour something from a big container to something that had a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you pour it through
a funnel.
And
hey, do I get a score on this if I answer them all right?
Well, some of these are people would use different terms and find out what you're thinking of here. What about something that flour used to come in?
Flour sack?
Or something big.
Well, they used to have flour barrels.
Uh-huh. And something smaller than a barrel that nails.
Well, smaller than the barrel around here, but what I remember was a flour sack. Come in, you get, I think it was 25-pound bag.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
That is the hook. Hoop, I guess they pronounce it. Hoop.
And
H-O-O-P.
Something that nails would come in.
Keg.
And on a water barrel or a beer keg, the thing you turn, get the liquid out?
As a faucet.
What about out in your yard? What you turn to put the hose up to,
The faucet?
Okay, you call it a faucet outside too?
I always call it a faucet.
And it's a sink?
Still a faucet. What are you referring to? Or you got some special?
Use, like spigot or spigot?
Oh, you know what I call a spigot? Is these things in the side of a building where you go to. It's not made like a faucet. You just simply got, it comes out of the wall down like this, you see. And as a rule, you have a key. You know, you don't have the handle don't stay on it permanently. You have a little wheel-shaped thing you use as a key.
Mm-hmm.
You slip it on and you turn it on and off. To me, that's a spigot. Well, we got them on the side of the bank here. They're using for fire hydrants. It's a fire hydrant built in the side of the building.
Oh, it's a pretty big thing.
Well, you also have one in houses, too.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have one out at our house, but I changed it and put a faucet in it.